Morning. I'd like to call this meeting to order. I know that we've had the opportunity to read the minutes. Do I hear a motion?
Who took that?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We'll begin with the first action item.
Governor, first action item is 213-1, communication agreement requested by Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation, bringing together two sections. Sheridan County standard issue that you turn to the map, that's probably the easiest way to look at what's going on. We own one quarter of the total tract associated with this Bakken well. This would allow the sharing of 25% of the revenue associated with production.
And before I ask for public comment, I should probably also noted that Secretary of State McCullough is over at a hearing, so she couldn't make it at least at the start of the meeting, depending on how long this meeting goes. She may join us. Public comment on the action item one. See none, do I hear a motion?
I'll move 213-1.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We'll now move on to
Land Board. very good. Okay. You are now a member of the
president. Thank you, Secretary McCullough. We just have gone through the minutes in the first action item. We're now going to the second action item. There are three timber sales. Is there a consensus about taking them together?
That's fine.
Director?
Okay. It is 213-2, three timber sales, Deep Blue, Ewing Central, and Lazy Swift 2. Deep Blue is a timber sale out of the Plains Unit, 12 miles northwest of Thompson Falls. Section 16 in Sanders County. It's 100% common school. Total minimum sale value is $398,000. Sale consists of four harvest units, 332 acres, with 0.5 more miles of new road construction. Had public comment. Public access will be restricted while the logging operation is underway. And the department recommends adoption of that proposal. The Ewing Central timber sale is in the Stillwater Unit, 20 miles northwest of Whitefish, Flathead Counties, sections 2, 3, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 100% common schools. It is part of the HCP, so this is grizzly habitat. Minimum value is $296,568. There's 12 harvest units, totaling 287 acres, 1 mile of road construction, which will be temporary. DNRC again recommends passage of that sale. And then the Lazy Swift timber sale is again in the Stillwater Unit, 8 miles northwest of Whitefish, Flathead County, sections 19, 30, 31. Again, a component of the Habitat Conservation Plan. Minimum value is $715,742. Nine harvest units, 661 acres. We've been through the public comment period. It does have 1.4 miles of new permanent road constructions, 6 miles of old road to be reconstructed, and use of 4.6 miles of existing roads. And the department recommends those. Any questions?
Is there anybody that wants to comment on any or all the timber sales? If so, how many do we have? Please raise your hand. Please come up. State your name, who you represent, or someone other than yourself.
Good morning, Governor, members of the Land Board. For the record, my name is Julia Altemus, A-L-T-E-M-U-S. I represent the Montana Wood Products Association. I just want to rise and in support of these three timber sales, even though they are small, they're important to the members of my association and appreciate your support. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Do I hear a motion?
I'll
I move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Let's have a question about wondering, I know, when did we adopt the HCP? Was it last year sometime? Hi. I was wondering how it's going and how the implementation of that is going.
Sure. Governor, members of the land board, I'm Sonia Berman, DNRC Trust Lands. Oh,
speak up.
Sorry. Good morning, Governor, members of the land board. I'm Sonia Berman with Trust Lands Forest Management Bureau. And we adopted, or the land board passed the HCP in December of 2011.
And
we've been
going?
Implementing it ever since. And it's been going quite well. Our staff is fully implementing the HCP throughout our three land offices where it's active, and it's going very well.
Good.
Yeah, it's great.
And what was it, 7 million board feet it gave us access to?
We went from 53.2 to 57.6 million board feet, and that was primarily in the Stillwater unit, gaining access to Grizzly Bear Corps.
Other questions or comments?
Thank you.
I have a question for either Sonia or Sean. As far as I understand, a stud mill just reopened in Evergreen. Could
yes.
you give, I mean, is there any sort of markers on how timber's doing in Montana right now?
Actually, I'm glad that you asked that, Governor, and we've seen an increase in our market, certainly, throughout the state of Montana, and actually, Julie Altimus would be somebody who would speak very well to that, but we have seen housing starts go up. We've been seeing increase in productivity and certainly an increase in the total sale of our timber sales. And I think it was last week, actually, we sold one of the Swan sales for $40 per ton, which is quite significant. So things are looking really good for the state of Montana and certainly for Trust Lands.
Is it as a result of being able to sell smaller sales, or are we doing bigger sales, but is the growth as a result of the smaller sales that we're entering into now?
I think we're selling consistent with the way we've been selling,
okay.
smaller sales and bigger sales. Mm-hmm. I think it's just we're seeing that the economy is recovering, and our increase in sales is responding to that. And I think a benefit that we certainly have in state trust lands is that we do sell small sales mm-hmm. to larger sales. We're able to really diversify in the purchasers, purchaser sales.
Other questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Action item number 3.
213.3 is a land exchange seeking preliminary approval. This land exchange is in Flathead County. It's part of the Morrell Trust. A property owner constructed a home and once the survey is determined it was on state trust land. The department is entering in negotiations to offset that trespass for an exchange of 10 acres across the highway. Again, on page 4, you can see a map indicating the parcel that would be retained by the owned by the property owner, and then the 10 acres across the highway, which would be changed into state trust. And it's contiguous with additional trust lands in the area, as you can see. And this is the preliminary approval, so we can move forward with that action.
Any public comment? Seeing none, do I see a motion?
I move 213.3.
Second. Is there any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Moving on to 213.4.
213.4 is a package of easements, a historic private access road, telephone utility, private access road out of the non-historic public park and athletic complex, which is the biggest one next to the city of Kalispell's sports field, and a state highway project, which is Highway 12. The Telefunk Cooperative is application 16201. Impacts about 2.42 acres. Common School, $726. Todd-Witt Farms in Carter, Montana, is seeking a private access road to a single-family residence associated with outbuildings. Value is $3,715. Impacts 5.16 acres. It's a 30-foot strip along the Common School. Montana DOT, application 16203 is improving Highway 12 near Checkerboard. And due to the increased width of the borrow pits, they're making those less steep and safe. So they're going to need a right-of-way in that section. It's $500, 0.21 acre. And then finally, our next to last is the city of Kalispell, a public park and youth athletics complex. This brings to a closure a long-running issue with the land board in the soccer field being on trust lands, and the rental rate went up. The community decided they would like a permanent easement for those fields. They had entered into an MOU to allow it to be paid off over time. The city, upon further discussion, decided that they would upfront pay for it. And with the approval of this, this would be the closure of that issue. There's also another side of it where Trust Lands retains 10 acres, approximately a very high-value commercial property that will go through the river. So this is a very good news story, $2.2 million, Flathead County Common School. And then finally, Cliff and Linda Rowan in Muscle Shell, Montana, is seeking a small 4.7 acre, in fact, 30-foot strip road to access lands at value $23.50.
Is there any need to segregate any of these, or can we take them as a package of the board consensus? Is there public comment on any of these ones? Seeing none, I propose, all right, entertain a motion.
I'll move 213-4.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion or questions?
Well, congratulations to the city of Kalispell. Good job.
Governor, if I might add, you folks have been at this for a while. I'm new, but I'm very much impressed and thankful for the information that the staff provides, to my staff and to us. Obviously, good decisions come from the information.
Thank you, Attorney General. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
And do you have a vote, Linda?
Aye.
This time, we'll take all general public comment on items not related to the action items. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Second? Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.